It was a 5 foot long black tail rattler that got him. He was up there at Quiver Rock Park at Cruces near the Oregon Mountains. And the thing, without it, never buzzed. It caught him right back here, right above his boot.
Oh.
5 foot long, and it really nearly killed him.
How did he get down the mountain?
His wife and kids were with him, and they got him in the car and got him to Memorial Hospital up there.
Man, that's scary.
It was a really bad situation when he was hit.
Let me see where I go here. When you go fishing, you have to dig for
worms.
Mm-hmm. And what are some local fish around here?
We have a lot of catfish, a lot of carp. And that's mainly what it used to be, some little sun perch, but there's not many of those around here now. Up at Elephant Butte, there's quite a variety of fish up there.
Mm-hmm.
But right here in the river, there are catfish and carp.
What do they use to fish for the fish in the river? They don't. What's that little crustacean they use?
There's
a little crustacean that grows in the ditches that they can use.
A little crawfish?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's that kind of frog that makes a lot of noise at night? Big ones.
Around here, toads, or you've got your great big bullfrogs.
Yeah, the bullfrogs, yeah. And what are some different kinds of lizards?
We have skinks, and I don't know that much about the different types of lizards, but we've got quite a variety of different lizards around here, but I don't know.
What about the little ones with spikes?
The little horned toads?
Mm-hmm.
We have some of those out in the desert, and they're very protected.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very protected.
And let's see. What about the poisonous lizard? Or it's not really poisonous.
The Gila monster?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen one of those around here?
I have, but not here. I've seen them up in the Gila wilderness, up in the Black Range Mountains.
Do we not have them here?
I don't believe there are any right in this area.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of your mountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, changing the topic a little bit, a couple of different kinds of seafood that you might eat. One comes on a half shell. It's
oyster.
Yeah. And what about the, you know, it's like a crawdad, but it's...
Shrimp.
Yeah. Okay, these are weather questions now. And a lot of this we don't get in El Paso, so you have to bear with me and just take a guess. The white stuff that keeps you from seeing while you're...
Fog.
Mm-hmm. And how about the white things in the sky?
Clouds.
Uh-huh. Summer storms that we get? What kind of summer storms?
Thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm. And how about winter storms?
We get blizzards occasionally, but not like you do in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Usually we describe the temperature in relation to what number?
In Fahrenheit?
Well, in Celsius. Celsius is a better example. Well, you know, I mean, what number? A number between 1 and minus 1 is.
But freezing?
Yeah, freezing on the Celsius scale is...
I don't know on Celsius, but at 0 degrees.
Mm-hmm. What's a kind of injury that you can get from cold weather?
Frostbite.
Mm-hmm. If it's cold enough to make the ground hard, what do you call that?
Frost.
Okay. Wet snow is called?
Sleet? No, sleet isn't. I don't know what they would
call
it.
Could be sleet. Sleet.
Slush?
Possible. Slush, okay. Thawing ice is called?
Which?
Thawing ice.
Thawing ice, melt?
Okay.